bread and butter beans, and you across the table, eating beans and making love as long as I am able. Oh, and corn and cotton too, and when the day is over.
The sound of tumbling corn kernels is mesmerizing. Larry Mustaine is the miller of Reed's Mill. He shows me an overflowing handful of what's called bloody butcher corn. It's called bloody butcher because when it's ground into cornmeal, it's white with flecks of bright red sprinkled throughout, like a butcher's apron. But before it's ground...
It's all different colors, actually. Purple.
It's beautiful.
And red, and some of it's orange. Some of it is white.
The dried corn is multicolored and magic. It's been passed down at Reed's Mill for generations. The corn might even go as far back to when Reed's Mill first opened in 1791. And there's something perfect about eating cornbread made from Larry's coarsely ground meal. It has a unique gritty texture. The butter clings to the bits of grit, and there's an earthier, more complex taste than commercially ground cornmeal. Spider webs cling to the wooden rafters above us as Larry pours the bloody butcher corn into an electric stone grinder. The mill's old water turbine behind us is rarely used these days. Along Second Creek, there were once 22 mills that ran by the rushing waters. Some were lumber mills and woolen mills, but most were grist mills like this one. Today, Reed's Mill is the only one standing. All the others have been closed for decades. The old buildings have all burned or are in disrepair.
Go to sleepy, go to sleepy, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake up, I make you up okay. Cornbread crumbling gravy. Go to sleepy, go to sleepy, go to
A couple of years ago, Larry drove me to see one of these abandoned mills called Nichols Mill that was still standing. A swampy forest had grown up between the old wooden floorboards. I stumbled into knee-high water just outside the mill's main entrance. Now, that mill has been torn down, too. Larry says he used to drive his mother around these old back roads to see the abandoned mills just before she passed away. With a heavy heart, she used to sit and stare at the decaying old buildings, expressing a deep nostalgia for her childhood.
And it did, you know, it was like a scene out of the old South. And she'd say, it just looks like Gone with the Wind. And then the same thing down there at Nichols Mill, where we just was, she'd say, it's just like Gone with the Wind. It's all gone now, she'd say.
But it's not all gone. Not as long as Reed's Mill is still in operation. And there are still plenty of customers every Saturday when the mill is usually open. Larry sometimes opens the mill other days, too, if a group or a tour bus calls ahead. But Larry is now 77 years old, a retired school teacher. And though he doesn't plan on retiring from the mill anytime soon, he does admit that health issues have slowed him down in recent years. To complicate matters, Larry is losing a battle against the geese and deer. Last year, they ate his entire crop of bloody butcher corn. He claims the animals prefer the heirloom bloody butcher to the hybrid corn that grows in all the neighboring fields. Most of the customers who come to Reed's Mill seem to prefer the heirloom corn, too. They claim it has a different texture and taste compared with the yellow hybrid he also sells at the mill. One of these customers is Lowell Lewis of Frankford, who learned how to bake salt rising bread and cornbread from his mother.
She wouldn't use any store-bought cornmeal. It had to be stone ground from Reed's Mill.
To be able to continue selling heirloom corn at the mill this year, Larry found a nearly identical corn in Craigsville at Spring Creek Farm. Frances Meadows helps her father, Edgar Meadows, run the farm.
The Bloody Butcher corn is a very unique seed. It's been in our family for probably five generations. My dad's 93 years old, and he grows the Bloody Butcher every year.
This year, Frances sold Larry about 1,200 pounds of Bloody Butcher to grind at Reed's Mill. She also gets Larry to grind some of the Bloody Butcher into a coarsely ground polenta, which she sells to Chef Tim Urbanek at Cafe Cimino in Sutton. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Second Creek.